Today's shiur is a Masechta Nida on Daf Vav. We will begin on Daf Hey Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Amid, in the middle of the line with the words V'ha Avimi. And really, we're in the middle of a sugya, and let us quickly review what the preceding Gemara was discussing, and we'll understand the Gemara's question now from Avimi. And the sugya began 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid with the word Gufa, where Ze'iri tells us a halacha concerning the inyan of me'es la'es shebenida. We have learned in the Mishnah and of Bezom et Aleph that if a woman checked herself for dam nida more than 24 hours from the time that she actually saw dam, so the Chachamim hold that she's only tamei l'mafreya midrabanan up to 24 hours before she presently saw dam, and this tumah midrabanan is a suffek tumah. In other words, all the taharos will be tumah misuffek, as we call it tolin. We don't burn them. Anything that she touched within that 24-hour period will not become tumah vaday, that they have to be burnt, but V'lai sarf and v'lai eichlin. They're not burnt, but they're not eaten either. And this would refer to kachim that she may have touched, or truma, or chulin that was eaten al taharis hakodesh, with the halachas of kodesh. However, this tuma midrabanan misafik would not apply to taharos that were eaten al taharos truma. And certainly, they would not apply. This tumah of me'es la'es l'mafreya retroactively would not apply to plain chulin. So we see that the tumah midrabanan misafik of me'es la'es retroactively from the time that she saw for 24 hours previous, some things are aser misafik and there are other things that are not. Now the question that Ze'iri was addressing is there halacha in those 24 hours of mishkav u'moishav of a nida? We know that a nida is an av hatuma, and she's metamei adam, kelim, and oichel umashke that come in contact with the nida. However, there's also a tuma of mishkav umayshev. Any couch that she sat on, or any seat of a nida, has the same halach as the nida herself, whereby the couch of a nida, the seat of a nida, would be metamei a person, and it, that tumah would also cause that the begadim, the clothing that he is wearing, become tamei, even if those clothing did not come into direct contact with the couch or the seat. The question Ze'iri addresses is, will this din of mishkav u'moishav apply in that tumah d'rabbanan time frame of me'es la'es? So Ze'iri said, yes, the me'es la'es of anida does do a mishkav u'moishav to be metame the person and to be metame the clothing that he is wearing. And on this, the Gemara had asked a question from Avimi, that Avimi brought a brisa, and the brisa stated that the me'es la'es of anida, her mishkav u'moishav is kemago'a, like something she touches. The Gemara understood that to mean ma mago loy metame adam af mishkav loy metame adam, that just like if the nida touches a keli and then a person would touch that keli which the nida had touched, he would not become tame because he can only become tame from an av hatuma, which is the nida herself. He cannot become tame from the keli, which is a rishon l'tuma. That's not metame and adam. So just like something that she touches does not make a person tame, so too the mishkav omoshav, which normally would make a person tame, because that has a halach as the neder itself, but if it's within the 24-hour period, that tuma midrabanan would not apply to mishkav u'moishav. Just like what she touches is not metame and adam, so too her mishkav u'moishav within the 24-hour period is also not metame and adam. So the Gemara was asking, on Ze'iri from the Braisa which Avimi brought. And Rava countered and said, isn't there a Kal V'chomer that if we find by Klicheres, earthenware kelim, where the tumah of a Klicheres is mitoichai, is from the tumah that comes within the airspace of the keli, not from the outside of the keli, but within the airspace. And therefore, if the Klicheres is muk of tzomid pasul, if it's hermetically sealed up, the halacha is that the sheretz, for example, will not be metameh the Klicheres. And the din will be, for example, in a ohel hameis, the tumah of the ohel hameis, that's metame, everything under the ohel, will not affect the earthenware keli, which had a muk of tzomet pasul. It was totally sealed up. It's nitzel bar lameis, and yet the halach is that if a nida moves this kli cheres hamuk of tzomet pasul, within the Me'es Lais period, the halacha is, there's a concept of Tumas Heset, that Tumah applies to something that is moved. So in the case of Anida, not only at the moment that she becomes Anida, but even within the 24-hour period, that Kli Cheres HaMuk of Tzomet Pasul, which is Mutter in the Ohel HaMeis, but yet it does receive the Tumah of Nida through Hesed. So Kal V'chomer, certainly by a Mishkav u'Moshav, that are not saved in the Ohel HaMeis. If they are in the Ohel HaMeis, they become Tameh, so certainly they should not be saved in the Eis Lais of Anida. So Rav is saying that Ze'iri's halacha is very logical, that there should be a din during the Me'es Lais period that Mishkav u'Moshav of Anida should have halacha like the Nida herself, from the Kal V'chomer that we just made, from Kli Cheres HaMuk of Tzomet Pasul. And now we begin today's shir. Ask the Gemara two lines from the bottom of the Amid, V'avimi b'beichu zoi masnit tekomar. As we quoted above, Avimi told us that Me'es La'esha b'nida Mishkava u'moyshava kemago, that there's often a brisa that says that the Mishkav and Moshav of the Nida is like her mago. And the Gemara understood that to mean, just like if she touches something and then a person touches that item, the person will not become tummy, so too the Mishkav u'Moshav within the 24 hours of Me'es La'es will not be metamei a person. So you, Rava, have a terrific svara, and you have a Kal V'chomer from Kli Cheres, but I have a brisa, Vimi brought a brisa that would indicate that there is no tumah of Mishkav v'Moshav within the 24 hours, like her maga. That is the Gemara's question. Answers the Gemara, you learnt wrong pshat in the words of the brisa, Mishkav v'Moshav kemago. You learnt the pshat is that the Mishkav v'Moshav in a Me'es Lais of 24 hours is like her touching a keli, where that keli becomes a rishon, and it's not metame adam, so too Mishka v'moshav of 24 hours is not metame adam. No, it's not mago'a, what she touches, but rather when someone touches her. Ema say, Mishka v'moshav, as we turn to Dav Vav Amid Aleph, kemago atzma, it's like touching herself. And as Rashi explains from the Torah's Kahanim, when someone touches a nida, he becomes tamei, and his begotten become tamei, and the Torah's Kahanim learns this out from a Kal V'chomer. We find by Mishkav u'Moshav a couch or a seat that the nida lay on or sat on is metamei adam to me metamei his begotten. So Kal V'chomer, if someone touches Anida herself. And now we continue. Once we know that touching Anida is metame the Adam and his begadim, now we learn from Nida back to Mishkav u'Moshav. Ma mago atzma metame Adam letame begadim. Just like by touching her, herself, that's metame the person to me, metame his begadim. When it's done, even within 24 hours, the Gemara took this on as a Dover Pashit, that touching the Nida herself would be Matame de Adam to be Matame his begotten within, even within the 24 hours. So, Af Mishkav Umayshava, the Mishkav Umayshava of a Nida within the 24 hours when she had the Re'iyah, when she saw the Dam, is Matame Adam, Matame begotten. It's also Matame the person to be Matame begotten. So, Adarabba, according to this understanding of the Braisa is confirming what Ze'iri said, that Mishkav Umayshav is Metama Adam to be Metama is begotten within the Me'es Lais. And it comes out an interesting thing, that we begin by learning Nida from Mishkav Umayshav with the Kal V'chaymer. If Mishkav Umayshav can be Metame Adam to Metame his begotten, certainly the Nida herself. And then we go full circle and we say, now that we know that Nida is Metame Adam to Metame his begotten, and that we take on as a davar pasha would happen even me'eis la'eis, now we learn back Mishkav Umishkav from Nida, that applies to Mishkav Umishkav as well, that it's Matama Adam to Matama Begadim within the 24 hours. Continues the Gemara and brings a brisa. Tanya Kavasei to Rava. We have a brisa that is a raya to Rava. Now the Oracle in there speaks out that actually we have learnt until here two dinim, one from Ze'iri and one from Rava. Ze'iri's din is that there's a din of Mishkav Umayshav of Anida, that's Matam Adam to be Matam Begadim within the 24 hours. And there's the halacha that Rava told us as part of the Kal V'chaymer, that by a Kli Cheres, Hamuk of Tzomet Pasul, which is hermetically sealed, that although it's not Matam in an Oihel Hames, but through Hesed, through moving the Keli, then it would become Tameh. And that halacha of Kli Cheres Hamuk of Tzomet Pasul applies to a Nida even in the Me'es Lais L'Mafreya. So the next Braisa is going to be a Raya to both of these halachas, the halacha of Ze'iri and the halacha that Rava told us. And yet we only say it's a Raya to Rava. The Oracle there explains, because the Gemara is trying to say that not only is it a Raya to the first din that we learned from Ze'iri concerning Mishkav Umayshav Me'es Lais, but it's even also a raya to Rava's halacha of Kli Cheres Hamuk of Tzomet Pasul within the Me'es Lais, that it's also Metame. And that's why we say Tanya Kavasei to Rava, but really we mean Ze'iri as well. And in the next Gemara, we have here the Ois Aleph of the Bach, and we see this in Rashi as well, that the Bach tells us that the proper girsa in the Gemara here would be, the Gemara is going to discuss two halachas where the Chachamim said that the Nida is Tamei L'Mafreya. One is when she sees Dam, the other is when she sees a Kesem. And in our Gemara, the way we have it, Haroya Dam comes first and then Haroya Kesem. And the Bach says, and so goes Rashi, that the correct girsa is the opposite, that Haroya Kesem comes first and then Haroya Dam. However, since the halachas do not change, we will go, to make it simpler, we will follow the Seder that we actually have in the Gemara itself. So the Gemara brings the Braisa, Haroya Dam, a woman who saw Dam. So Metama Meisle, so there's a Tumma Mitarabonim, Misafek, that up to 24 hours before the Re'iyah, she is Metame, Umahi Metamo, and what is she Metama? Mishkav Oizumoyshav, the din of Mishkav Oizumoyshav of Anita applies within that 24-hour period. So here, right away, we have a riot to Ze'iri's din. This was Ze'iri's din. And also, within the 24 hours, she's Metama Oichlin Umashkin. And now we have Rava's din, Ukli Cheres Hamuk of Tzomet Pasul. If the Kli earthenware, the Kli Cheres, is sealed, but still, if the Nida moves it, then there's a Tumas Hesed. And Rashi explains here the Makar of this halacha of Rava's din, which we're finding now in the Braisa, because the Pasuk says, Ukli Cheres Asher Yigiboy Hazov Yishaver, that the Kli Cheres that the Zav touches should be broken. And the question is, why does he touch it? And why does touching work? Because we know, in fact, that touching a Kli Cheres from the outside does not bring Tumah. And from the inside, in the Avir of the Kli Cheres, you don't even need touching. Even if a Sheretz, for example, is suspended within the airspace of the Kli Cheres, the Kli Cheres already becomes Tamei. So what is the Pasuk referring to when it says, Kli Cheres asher yiga boy hazov yishaver? And the Torah's Kahanim gives the answer that it's speaking about Tumas Heset, as the Torah's Kahanim concludes based on the Gemara, as we find in Chulun Daf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph, where the Gemara says that Kli Cheres is Tamei without Negiah. So why here is the Pasuk say you need Negiya, concludes the Torah's Kahanim, Hela Ezu Magoy Shehu Kekuloi Havi Oymer Zeh Hesetoi. That in other words, when a Sheretz wants to be Matame, a Kli Cheres, and it is sealed, it's Tzomet Pasul Olav, or in an oil ames, it's Nitzel, because there's no way that the Tumah can enter into the Avir of the Kli Cheres. It's hermetically sealed. However, Tumas Hesed works differently. Tumas Hesed, the Tumah comes about through the moving, and through the moving, for example, in the case of a Nidor Azov, these are the two Tumas where we have the din of Tumas Hesed, only we buy a Nid and a Zov. If the Nidor, the Zov, move the Keli, then in fact they're moving the entire Keli. They're moving also the Avir of the Keli as well. And that's why the Torah's Kahanim concludes, El Ezu Magoy Shehu Kekuloi. What's a Maga, a touching of a Keli, which will affect the entire Keli, including the Avir inside the Keli? Have Yoimer Zes? The answer to this is, when you move it, and therefore there is a Tumas Hesed, even by a Kli Cheres, Hamuk of Tzomet Pasul. So we have a Raya to Zeiri's Din, we have a Raya from the Braisa to Rav's Din. Continues the Braisa, Ve'ena Mekukelis L'minyona, and she is not mixed up in her counting. What does this refer to? The Mishnah at the end of the third Perek in Pirkei Avos, as we mentioned, when we learned Masech Tekinim, tells us that Kinin U'Pischei Nida Hein Hein Gufei Halachas. So our Gemara here is referring to Pischei Nida, the opening of the Nida period. In other words, there is a difference between the Halacha Min HaTorah concerning a Nida and her Seder, her order, her cycle, and the Din D'Rabbanan, Midoraisa. The Nidus of a woman is governed by a 7-day and an 11-day cycle. The first time that she has a period and she sees dam, she becomes a nida for 7 days. This is min haTorah, and it's regardless how many times she sees dam during that 7-day period. As long as at the end of the 7 days she doesn't see dam anymore, she is allowed in the evening following the 7 days to go to the mikveh, and she becomes tohar. After this 7-day period, Midoraisa, she enters into an 11-day period where she becomes a potential Zava. This would be a Re'i of Dam that is not her usual flow of Dam. And there she has the halacha of a Zava and not of a Nida. During these 11 days, she becomes Tamei in one of two ways, or actually three ways. If she sees 1 day, or she sees 2 days, then she is a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, which means that she has to keep 1 day as opposed to the day, 1 day where she is clean, as opposed to the day where she saw the dam. And then on that clean day, she can immerse herself in a mikveh, and she becomes permitted in the evening to have relations with her husband. And if she saw for 1 or 2 days, she's called a Zava Ketana or a Shemeris Yoim Keneged Yoim. If she saw 3 days in a row, then she becomes a Zava Gedoila, and then she has to count the Zayin Nekiyim 7 clean days before she can become Tor. If these 11 days following the previous 7-day Nidus period, if these 11 days go by and she didn't see any dam, then on the following day, in other words, this would be on the 19th day, she's already seen dam for 7 days, Nida, and then she has the 11-day of the potential Zava period, that's 18 days. On the 19th day, she would go back, if she saw Adam, to her regular Nidus cycle. Or, if she saw Aria during the 11 days, and she saw 3 days in a row, she would be a Zava Gedoyla, and then, if she had the Zayin Nekiyim, and they ended before the end of the 11 days, then once again, she goes to the mikveh, she becomes Torah, and if she sees them subsequently on the 19th day, again, she is going back to her needless period. So this is a woman whose cycle is in order. However, sometimes a woman can find herself in a situation where she loses count for one reason or another. She doesn't know, is she in the Nida period or is she in the Zavus period? And she lost her opening of her Nida. She lost her Pischa Nida. She's not clear when her Nidus period is beginning again. She knows she's Tameh, but she doesn't know, is it a Tum of Nida or is it a Tum of Ziva? And there's many nafgaminis. One of them is, Midaraisa, after Nidus, she doesn't have to keep Zayin Nekiyim, and after Zavus, she does have to keep Zayin Nekiyim. Midarabonon, Bizman Azeh, we are Machmer, and after any Riyah of Dam, a Zayin Nekiyim has to be observed by the woman as if she might be a potential Zava. So there's a chumra bizman hazeh of waiting the Zayin Nekiyim following any Riyah of Dam. But on a Daraisa level, the Nida does not have Zayin Nekiyim, and the Zava does have Zayin Nekiyim. What the Gemara here is saying is that when the Chachamim were Machmer, that 24 hours Me'es Li'es prior to her Riyah, she is Tameh, for certain halachas, but they did not extend it to mix up her counting. As far as her counting goes, it is only from Haraya Dam, from the day when she saw Dam, and therefore it has no effect on her Nida and Zava cycle. We don't say it's a day earlier where it could complicate matters. Is she now in the Nida cycle or in the Zava cycle? We say no. Her Nida cycle remains as it was before on the day. If it's the 19th day, then she is a Nida and she doesn't have to worry about the Zavas at all. Continues the Brisa with the next halacha. There's another halacha that a person who has relations with a Nida, that he also becomes Tamei for 7 days. So when we say the Me'es La'es, she's Tamei, if she had relations with someone during those 24 hours prior to when she actually saw, on that Chachamim were not Metame her to make the Boyol Tamei for 7 days. He will be Tamei for 1 day, but not for 7 days. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva, I'm Metame Spoilah, that she is Metame her Boyolah Mafreya, and he will have the 7 day period of Tumah. Now, when we are Metame her for the various halachas that we learned in this Braisa, that's only a Chumrah, but we don't use it as a Kula, and therefore, the last halacha concerning Haroya Dam, the Eina Moina Elamisha Sharasas, since we are saying that Be'etzem, she's Tameh, when she saw it, as far as the Nida is concerned, she has to count from the day when she saw it. We don't say, well, let's make it end a day earlier because we're retroactively saying that she was Tameh from a day before. No, as far as the minion of the 7 days of Nidus, that only begins Mishah Sharasa. And then the Braisa, according to the way we have our Girsa, Haroya Kesem, and again, according to the Bach and Rashi, this was the first halacha, and Haroya Dam is the second halacha, we have it in our Gemara the opposite. Haroya Kesem, if she saw a spot on a garment, so there's also a Tumah Derabanan, Limafreya, not Meis Leis, but it goes back to the last time that she laundered her garment, when she knows that it was without any kesem on it. And now that she finds a kesem, so during the whole period from the last time she laundered her garment until now, she is tamei mirabban. Umai mitama. What is she mitama? The same as in the previous case by haroya dam. Oichlin umashkin mishkavos umayshavos klicheres samuk of tzamid posel. But now umikul kolos leminyana. Now we say that she is mikulko. Let us give one suffix that arises that makes a disorder in her orderly cycle. Although there are many svekas, but let us say one. For example, if the last time she laundered the garment was 2 weeks ago, and now, after she sees the kesem, on that day she has a ria, and for the next 2 days, now she has a total of three rias, so now, by saying she's Tamei Lemafreya, we don't know, is she in her Zavas or is she in her Nidus? Did her Kesem actually happen today, on the day when she had a Riya of Dam, and the 3 days of seeing Dam that she is experiencing now are part of the 7 days of Nidus? Or do we say that actually she became a Nida 2 weeks ago after she had laundered this garment and didn't see anything on it? And after that, she had become a Nida unbeknownst to herself. And if so, now we are after 2 weeks since then. So we're, let's say, on the 15th day. And now on 15, 16, and 17, she sees Dam. Well, that's part of the 11-day Zavus period. If she became a Nida 2 weeks ago, so she was a Nida for 7 days, and following that she gets into the 11 days of Zavus, so these three Rias on day 15, 16, and 17 are Zavus, not Nidas. And there's a big difference, as we mentioned. Nida does not require design Yimei Nikiyim, and Zavus does. So by making her Tamei Lemafreya, actually this is Mekalkel her minion. Continues the Gemara. Umetama is boyalo. Here she's metama her boil. There's a question in the Rishonim whether this means any boil that she will have relations with now, or does it mean even previous in the 2 week period in the mashal that we gave to the last time that she laundered this garment? And if so, if that would be the pshat here, it would come out there's no machloikas or bekiva and tanakama as there was by Roya Dam. Here, everyone will be moita that the boil is tamei lemafreya and he has a tumah of 7 days. Ve'ena moina el mishasha rosa. And again, the same halacha that she only counts from the day when she actually saw the dam. So this halacha is mentioned twice. It's mentioned by Roya Dam, even over there. It's not such a chiddush because she's ain't a mekul kalis l'minyana. But here, although she's mekul kalis l'minyana, because we say she's tamei retroactively 2 weeks ago, but as far as nidus is concerned, we're not mekul, and we say she has to be machmer to count the 7 days of nida, starting now from the day that she saw the riyah. And in both halachas, both in Roya Dam and Roya Kesem, v'zeh v'zeh, this is only me suffik, it's not a vadek, and therefore toilin, it's like hanging in midair. We don't eat it. We don't eat anything that she touched, any kachim, any truma. We don't burn it as well because maybe it's tar. So misafik, it's toilin loyoichlin v'loyisarfin. Both by Roya Dam and by Roya Kesem, by both dinim derabbanan, the me'es la'es of Roya Dam and the Lamafreya of Roya Kesem. Before we get on with the Gemara's next kasha on Rava, let us review with more clarity the Orach Laner that we spoke out before concerning the third line on the Amid Tanya Kavasei de Rava. We brought a brisa to prove Rava. Really, Rava and Ziri, says the Orach Laner, say the same halacha, and that is that the Mishkav and Moishav of Anida within the Me'es La'es are metame Adam to be metame his begadim. So why do we choose Rava, was the Aruch HaNer's question. And the answer is, because Ze'iri just said the halacha, but Rava based it on a kavachomer. And what was the basis of Rava's kavachomer? Because a tzomit pasul, a kavachomer from a klicheres hamuk of tzomit pasul, which is not metame ba'oil ha-meis, and yet it's metame through hesed. During the 24 hours of me'eis la'eis, it's also metame through hesed. And kavachomer to mishkov ha-moishev, which is metame ba'oil ha-meis, that certainly there will be halacha of me'eis la'eis. So Tanya Kavaseda Rava says the Aruch HaNer, because not only do we have Ze'iri's din, which Rav agrees to, and that's found in the Braisa of Mishkav Moshev is Tame within the Me'es Le'es, but we also have the basis of the Kavachomer of Rav, which is from Klicheres Hamuk of Tzomit Pasul. On this very point, the Gemara has its next question. V'Rava, Isham Yalei Masnista, if he had heard of this Braisa that we've mentioned before, from Haroya Dam Soleim Masnita. So why did he have to make up a Kavachomer? He could have said the Braisa as a proof to his Yesod. V'iloi shamilei masnita. And if he didn't know of this Braisa, and he couldn't bring it, so kavachomer minolei. So how does he say a kavachomer? The kavachomer is based on one of the principles that are written in this very Braisa. Because it says that a kli cheres hamuk of tzomit pasul, there's a halacha that it's tamei within the 24 hours through Tumas Hesed. So if Rava didn't know of the Braisa, then how does he know the basis of the Kavachomer with which he wanted to prove that Mishkav Umayshav applies within the Me'es Le'es? So to get more answers, Lo'alam Shamile Masnisa. Really, he knew of this Braisa. But the Braisa wasn't enough for him. Because Ve'imi Masnisa, if you would just know the halacha from the Braisa, Hava Mina Oy Adam Oy Begadim, then I would say that within the 24 hours, L'mafreya, either an Adam or his Begadim become Tamei. Aval Adam U Begadim Loi, but that both an Adam and the Begadim should become Tamei, I would say perhaps not. Mishum Hachi Kamer Kavachomer. That's why he said the Kavachomer from Tzomit Pasul, where if this harder thing to make Tomei, which is the Tzomit Pasul, which doesn't become Tomei in the Oil HaMeis, and yet it becomes Tomei within the 24 hours, and therefore it has a halacha as if it's happening right when the woman becomes a Nida. So Kal V'Chomer to Mishka V'Moshav of a Nida, that her 24 hours should be compared to the Nida herself, and just like the Nida's Matama, the person and his begotten, so too the Mishkav Umayshav in the 24 hours is also Matame, the person and his begotten. That's why Rava mentioned the Kavachomer, although he knew the Braisa. Continues the Gemara, Amar of Huna, Me'es La'esha Benida, L'Kodesh, Avaloi L'Trumba, the halacha that the Rabbanim made Gzeira, that the 24 hours before she saw that she was a Nida, anything that she touches is tummy. That refers to touching Hegdish, but it does not refer to Truma. By Truma, the halacha is Daya Shaita, that only at the time when she had the Ria does the Truma become tummy, but not in the preceding 24 hours. Ask the Gemara if Rav Hun is correct. The Hachi listening Gabi Milois, we have at the end of Masechta Chagiga, where the Mishnah there enumerates the higher status of Kodesh over Truma. So why isn't this halacha mentioned there also if Rav Hun is correct? Answers the Gemara, Kik Tani, when does the Mishnah in Chagiga speak about Hecha de Islei Dror de Tuma? That's only if there is a concern of real Tuma. Avel Hecha de Leslei Dror de Tuma. Like Tani, but in our case, where the 24 hours before she saw, it's only at the time when she saw that there's Vaday Tumah, there's Dror de Tumah. The 24 hours preceding is only a Gzeira Midrabbanan, that the women should be serious about the Isser Nida, even in any kind of Safek, and therefore they prohibited even the 24 hours before, but that's not called Dror de Tumah, where there's a Vaday real Tumah, and that's why it's not mentioned there in Masechta Chagiga, where only halachas pertaining to Vaday Tumah are mentioned. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha from Bryce, And this is, as Rashi says, Haina Braisa de La'il. This is the Braisa that we had on top of the Amid. Mahi Metama, a woman who has a Ria of Dam. And she's Metama in the 24 hours. What is she Metama? Oichel Mashkin. My love, Bein de Kodesh, Bein de Truma. So L'chaira, this refers to both Kodesh and Truma. Because by Kodesh, there's also a possibility of Mashkin, for example, Nisachim, that it were poured, Niske Yayin, the wine libations that were poured on the Mizbeach, and oil, the Shemen of Menachis. So, with L'chayre speaking, both by Kodesh and also by Truma. For example, the olive oil and wine of Truma. So, the Gemara answers, Loi, the Kodesh, it's speaking only about, according to Rav Huna, he'll learn that in the 24 hours before, she's only metame the mashkin of Kodesh and not that of Truma. Tashima coming here. This is a Mishnah further. On Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says that a woman has to check herself, Af Bishas Evros Melech B'Truma, even at the time when she completes eating Truma. And we had a question on this. What's the purpose of checking after she ate truma? She already ate it. On Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda answers. The purpose of her checking after eating truma is because she still has some shirayim, some leftovers, which are in front of her. And we want to be misakin them that they are okay, meaning that later at night, when she checks herself again, if she checks now right after she eats truma and she finds that she is tahor, so the shirayim that she touched right after her eating, they would be permitted because she was tahor at that time. So by making a bedika right after her eating, she limits the window of possibility of tumah. If she doesn't make that bedika, so then based on the bedika of the evening where she found herself tameh, so retroactively she would have to say that those shirayim are tameh. But now that she makes a bedika right afterwards, after she finishes eating, and later she checks herself again, so even though she finds herself tameh later, it won't retroactively affect the shirayim that she has in front of her. But what do we see? According to what Rav Chisda answers, the pshat in Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda holds there is tuma l'mafreya by truma as well, or else the whole bedika after her eating would not be necessary. Rav Huna answers the Gemara, Masni, he will learn in the words of Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda is not speaking about being misak in the shirayim that are in front of her. On that, you need no tikkun. Because even if she finds herself tummy later at night, it's not going to work retroactively. But what is the purpose of checking right after she finishes eating? Lisraif, to burn, shirayim shabiyadeha, the shirayim that are in her hands, shabotka atzma kishir vest, when she checked herself in the amount of time of vest. Vest means, as Rashi says, three lines from the bottom of the Amid, the Lashon Vest, Hainu Miyad. There's a Lashon that we have later in the Gemara, a Greek word, Ois Yoim. Ois Yoim also means Miyad. So these three words are interchangeable. Vest, in this context, Miyad, and Ois Yoim. They mean right away. And the typical case, which we use this word, is concerning a woman who had relations with her husband, and then her husband separated from her, and then she finds that she is a nida. So we say that not only anything she touched, any kachim that she touched, or any truma that she touches as a nida become vadei tameh and have to be burnt, but even that amount of time where she has in her hand a bedika cloth, and then she wipes her makam erva following the bia with her husband, and then she finds she's tameh. So those seconds are also considered vadai tame. It's also part of the zman of daya shaita. It's not retroactive, but rather that's considered part of when she saw her dam nidus, those few seconds that it took her with a cloth in her hand to wipe herself and discover that she is a nida. In those seconds, even chulin is vadai tame, and kal v'chomer truma. So the same thing here, if she finishes eating truma, she should wipe herself in the makom erva, because if she finds herself being a nida at that point, then the shirayim that she is touching, she will burn. They won't be toilin, loy oichlin v'loy sarfin, misafik that they'll be tame. But the purpose of this bedik is that in case she finds she is now a nida, then those shirayim will be burnt as a vadai tame, and nothing to do with retroactive. So again, according to Rav Huna, his shita is, and this is how Rav Huna learns in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is not trying to fix up shirayim from a bidika that she makes later on, but rather he's trying to burn the shirayim, mitairas vadai, from the shirayim that she's touching now, that this is a way for her to find out that these shirayim, in fact, definitely have to be burnt. But in terms of retroactive tuma, that would not apply to truma. Toshma, coming here, Maisiv also Rebbe Kareb Eliezer, or as the Masor Hashas tells us, that it really should be Rabbi Lozer. This is referring to Machloikas further in the Mishnah Daf Zayin Amid Beis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lozer. According to Rabbi Lozer, any woman who experienced three onos, three periods of 30 days where she did not see any dam, so when she does see dam, we say daya shaita, she's only tummy that time, and we don't say the retroactive tuma of 24 hours. And this, according to Rabbi Lozer, includes both an older woman who is in the age of menopause, as well as a yalda, even a younger woman who perhaps just had her first experience with nidus. She goes back to her previous chazaka of not seeing dam before her first time of nidus. If she experienced three periods of 30 days of not seeing, she goes back to her previous status of a chazaka of not having dam, and therefore, says Rav Lozer, daya shaita. However, the Rabbanan disagree, and they say that daya shaita would only be said to a zikena, someone who is near to her menopause. Then, if she went through three periods of 30 days without experiencing any flow of dam, we would say that when she does see dam after those three periods, that daya shaita, but not to a yalda. And Rebbe had a story of a young woman who experienced three periods of not seeing dam for 30 days, and he permitted the kachim that she touched, the taharis that she touched, within the 24 hours before she experienced this dam following the three periods of 30 days. Va'asa Rebbe Kareb Elazar, la'achar shenisker, after he remembered that he had paskin like Rabbi Lozer against the Chachamim, Omar, Kedayu Rabbi Lozer Lislu Mechalav, as we turn to Daf, Vavam at Beis, B'Shas at Chak, as Rashi says, since it was a Shnei Batsaris, it was a hunger time, and he didn't want to be Mafsit Taharis, that she would not be able to eat them. So he said, I know I paskin like Rabbi Lozer against Chachamim, but it's a Shas at Chak, and it's a time of great necessity, and therefore Rabbi Lozer can be relied on with his psak to be matter, that we don't say the tum of meis leis, but rather dayushait. Avinu ba, and Bnei Yeshiva asked, my la'achar sheniskar, what does it mean after he remembered? What did he remember? Ilem la'achar sheniskar, de'en alachik Rabbi Lozer elik Rabbanan. If he remembered, oops, I made a mistake, the alach is really like the Rabbanan, we pass like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Lozer. So then, how could he say Kedai hu Rabbi Lozer, b'shas hatchak, heichi avin kavasei. Rabbi Lozer is wiped off the map. If we paskin like the Rabbanan, then his shita is no longer able to be used in any way, even b'shas hatchak. lahalacha lamaisa ella lav deloyet mirchus loykamar v'loykamar. We'll have to say that there was no clear psak whether it's like Reb Lazar or like the Chacham. V'kivinch in this ger delav yachid poligalei la rabim pligialei. Then he remembered that it was a machloikus between a single person and the majority. So even though no halacha had been rendered, but we have a klal yachid v'rabim halacha k'rabim, and therefore again he was thinking to himself, well, maybe I erred by paskening like the yachid against the rabim. The yachid's das should be bottled to the rabim. But then he said, no, Omar, since the halacha wasn't rendered clearly like the rabbanin, then his shita of Reb Lazar is not wiped totally off the map. It is still reckoned with for shas hatzorich like this one. Omar, kedai hu Reb Lazar, lismach alav b'shas hatchak. Then is when he said that it's kedai to be samach Reb Lazar b'shas hatchak. So really this whole Gemara's explanation has nothing to do with Arkasha, but just the Gemara took time out to explain what had happened here in the case of Rebbe and Reb Lazar. So now the Gemara goes to its raya against Reb Huna. If you're going to say that this was a case of truma and she had touched truma, and the question is whether within the 24 hours that she had seen dumb, this young lady, whether there would be a din of dayer shaita or whether there would be a din of meis la'eis, but there is a possibility of meis la'eis by truma retroactively. So hainu davoi truma may Rebbe. There was truma in the days of Rebbe, no problem. El yamat l'kaidish. But if we're speaking about hegdish, kaidish be may Rebbe mi havoi. Was there then korbanis? Was there hegdish in the time of Rebbe? Rebbe lived, as Rashi points out, after the Churban, and he was at the end of the Tanoim. We find the Marsha in Sanhedrin of Tzadik Zion, who said that the door of the Tanoim ended with Rebbe's death, included 172 years after the Churban. So sometime in that period, Rebbe and the whole door of Tanoim was Nifter, and in Rebbe's lifetime, which is way after the Churban, there was no Kachem anymore. So therefore, it must be speaking about Truma. If it's speaking about Truma, we have a riot against Reb Huna. We see that Shach Meis La'eis L'mafreya. So the Gemara answers, no. Kira Ula Domer Ula Chavraya, a Chavr, which in this case means someone who's medaktik, in all the details of Tumah V'Tahara, Matchan, they would prepare Begalila in the Galil. They would be scrupulous to prepare, Rashi says, either that there should be kachim because shema yibana beis hamigdash b'yameihem, they were hoping that the beis hamigdash would be built in their lifetime, and therefore they protected their wine for nesachim and their oil for menachas, that it should be kadosh and ready to go if the beis hamigdash is rebuilt. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that we're speaking about chulin, but it was chulin that was eaten al taras hakodesh, based on the halachas of kodesh. Either way, either it was kodesh itself, even after the churban, or it was chulin al taras hakodesh, but either way, it was not truma, and for that, Rebbe was paskening like Reb Lazar, and there's no raya against Rav Huna. Hachanami bimei Rebbe, just like we find the chaverim used to have either chulin al taras kodesh or actually kodesh shem yubana beis hamigdash. So too in the days of Rebbe, it was the same thing: either chulin al taras kodesh or actual kodesh. Toshima, the Gemara continues to bring a riot against Rav Huna, and the Gemara wants to prove that by truma it is shayich in the tuma of meis la'eis l'mafreya meis b'shuv chasher Gamliel. There was a story with the maid servant of Rav Gamliel. Tosfos says that from the name of the Rashbam, that either this was Rav Gamliel Hazaken, who lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or Tosfos says that might be problematic because we would not refer to him in the Gemara just as Rav Gamliel, but we would use his title Rav Gamliel Hazaken. And Tosfos suggests that maybe it's Rav Gamliel de Yavne, who was a chaver of Rav Eliezer and Rav Yeshua, and who also lived at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a story with his shifcha, shahaisa oifa kikra shel truma. She was baking loaves of truma. Ubein kol achas v'achas, and between each one, medicha yadabam, she washed her hands with water, removing the dough that was stuck on her fingers. Ubay dekes, she checked herself for tahara. Ba'achrayna, everything went good until the last one. Ba'achrayna batko matzah tmeya, she checked herself and she found that she was a nida. Ubasa, and she came v'shala Rav Gamliel. She asked Rav Gamliel, what about all the other loaves of truma which I touched? Were they tamei l'mafreya? Va'amar lo, and he told her kulon tmeya. Yes. He thought that she had not checked between each one, and she had checked prior to baking all of these kikrishel truma, and therefore there was now a retroactive tuma within the me'es la'eth, even for truma. And here, of course, is the raya against Rav Huna. The story continues. Amra loy, so she said to Rav Gamliel, Rebbe, v'aloy b'dikoy tzili ben kolach svachas. But I checked between each loaf of bread. Apparently, she thought that the Oracle there says that Rav Gamliel knew that she had done that in the Lashon of Vahaloi. After all, I did this, and she expected that he would know that, even though she didn't tell that to him. Amar lo, so he said to her, Im kain hi tmeya. Then, in fact, the last one is Tami v'kul and tahiris. If you checked each one, and each one you found your Torah, you only found yourself Tami in the last one, then only the last one is Tami. Katani miyas. But what do we learn from this story? We learned anyway from here that kikrei shel truma. We're talking about kikrei shel truma. We see that it's possible to have tumah l'mafreya of me'es la'eis, not like Rav Huna shita. Answers the Gemara. My truma. What's the truma that was being baked here? Truma's lachmei taita. The truma of lachmei taita. We know with a korban taita there are 40 breads that are brought from 4 different minim. 30 of them are matzah and 10 of them are chametz. And from each min of 10 loaves, one is taken off for the kayin, and he gets 4, and the bialim get 36. As the Gemara, if this is not speaking about regular truma, but it's speaking about, in fact, kachim, which are trumas lachme toida, and therefore it was possible to have it at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, as we said, that Rav Gamliel Zokin, or Rav Gamliel Diavne, lived during that time. So trumas lachme toida ba'ape, my boy. Normally, the normal seder is that you bake 40 loaves, and then you're makriv the tamid, and then you're mafresh the 4 for the truma of the lachme toida. But when you're baking it, you're baking all 40. Not all 40 are truma. You wouldn't refer to all 40 as truma. So if it's speaking about trumas lachme toida, what is she baking them separately? They're baked together with all of them, and then they wouldn't be referred to as trumas lachme toida. So the Gemara answers, no, they were baked separately. Why? Da'afreshinu b'lishayo. She didn't do the regular order. She separated them while she was kneading the dough. She made 10 challahs of each kind, and then she took away one of them, and then she baked them. She baked the 4 separately as truma, and then she was makrav the tamid. V'chiyad amar Rav Tovi bar Rav Katina lachmei toida she'afen dalet chalas yatsa. He said a halacha that if you bake lachmei toida instead of 40, but you bake them in 4 large chalas, your yaitz vavina bo, and we asked the shayla vavina arboim, you need 40, and the answer is l'mitzvah, as Rashi says loyli kuva. It's not ma'akev, it's only a mitzvah l'chatchila. We had a different question. You have to separate truma. And if you're going to say the mafritz prusim kol chad v'chad, from each large chal of the 4 large chalas, you're going to take off a piece. You cannot take off a piece for truma of the lachmei toida, because the Torah says, echad am rachmon, as the Rashi brings the pasuk, v'hikriv mimenu echad mikol korban truma l'ashem. So from each one, you have to take one challah. It can't be a piece of a challah. So you couldn't make them all large, 10 of each min together. And we answered this question, v'amrinan da'afreshinu b'lishaya. That what happened was, the way Rashi learns, that she made of each min 10 loaves. She took off one loaf and she baked it of each min for truma. Then the other 9 loaves of each min she made into a big challah. So there was, in fact, 4 challahs of truma that were baked separately. The Gemara is saying that's not a prusa, since at the time when she baked those 4 challahs of truma. They were one of 10 smaller loaves. Later, the 9 doughs got mixed together and made one big one. But at the time of the afrasha of truma, it was in fact echad from the other 9. So it's good. So Achanami, just like we answered that as the pshat in Rav Tovi bar Rav Katina, so too we're going to say over here in the case of Rav Gamliel's maid, that for Shinabel Lishaya, it's speaking about Trumas Lachmitoida, and she did the same process of separating it while she was kneading it, and therefore we could refer to it as baking the Trumas Lachmitoida, and therefore it's not a stira against Rav Huna that it's Shayach by truma lemafreya the tum of meislays, because we're not talking about regular truma, we're talking about kachim of the truma of lachmei toida. Tashima, come in here. Another case with Rabban Gamliel. Shuv ma'is b'shivcha shuv Rabban Gamliel. Another story with the shivcha Rabban Gamliel. Shoysen gapo, she was sealing chavi shel yayin, barrels of wine. Ubein kolachas v'achas, between each time she was sealing it, madicha, she would wash yodeh b'mayim to remove the clay that was on her hands. Ubaydeka, she checked herself for tahara. Ubachroin, in the last barrel, batko matzah tameyat. All the other barrels, when she checked, she was tar. Now, when she checked, she was tamei. Ubasa v'shal Rabban Gamliel, she checked with Rabban Gamliel whether the others are tamei as well. V'amar lo, kulon tameyat. Yes, they're all tamei. Amra loy, she said to him, Valoy, Bedika Hoysali Ben Kalachs V'achas. But after all, I checked each one. Again, Rabban Gamliel wasn't aware of this. She thought he was. Amra loy, he said to her, Im Cain, if so, he Tmei, the last one is Tmei V'kul Taras, the rest are all Tahor. So now we have two stories with the maid of Rabban Gamliel. So we have to understand, why did she ask the Shaila twice? I Amrit Bishlam, Echada de Kaidish, Echada de Truma. If one case was speaking about Truma, and one was Kodesh, V'chara de Truma, he Haina de Hadar V'shaila. Then it makes sense why she asked, because the first one was the case of Truma. Let's say, in the order of our Gemara, the Truma was the Kikroi Shel Truma, of regular Truma, not Kikroi of Lachmei Toida, but rather regular Kikroi of Truma. So she got that psak, that it's mutter, but then she had a shayla of barrels of wine which were for hegdish, for the nesachim on the mizbeach. And now we understand, haynu d'adu v'shayla. She thought it's only a kula by truma, which is easier than kaidish. And now, maybe by kaidish, we're machmer that we call them afraid, even if she was boidic herself. So that's why she came to ask the shayla from Gamliel again. And he again said, no, if you were boidic yourself, it's mutter, only the last one is usser. Eli'i amrat idavidi de kaidish. If you're going to tell me it's speaking about, like you wanted to answer, truma slach mitar, which is hegdish. So, and both cases are speaking about hegdish. So lama le'la mahadav l'shayla. So what does she have to ask again? She got the answer by Hegdish already. The Gemara answers, Ein Echanami, it wasn't the same Shivcha. Ma'isa Shahoya, B'shtei Shivcha Shahoya. The story was actually about two different maids, and one didn't know that the other one had asked the Shaila, and each one asked the Shaila on their own, but really it's speaking about Hegdish, and it's not speaking about Truma, so it won't be a Stira on Rav Huna. Lishnach Rina Amri Law, there's a different Lashon that says in Rav Huna that Rav Huna does not hold that only by Kodesh Meislais and not by Truma, but even by Truma. Am Rav Huna, Meislais Shebenina Matama Bein LeKodesh Ubein LeTruma. Mimai, how do you know this? From the first question that we asked on the first Lashon of Rav Huna, that it didn't say it by Truma, we asked, what about Mesachta Chagiga? Why didn't it include it among the Milus of Hegdish over Truma? And here, the Gemara says that that's Takadariah, Middle like Tana, like Abi Milus. Since it didn't list this Chilik, that by Truma there is no Meis La'eis, and by Hegdish there is Meis La'eis, it's Mashma that both have the same halacha. We see that Truma has the same din of Hegdish Legabi this, that there is a din of Meis La'eis, of Tumas Nida Lemafreya, both for Hegdish and for Truma. Amalei Rav Nachman. As Rav Nachman, V'otani Tana, Rav Nachman found a Tana in a Braisa, which we had no knowledge of before. It says, Beferish l'kaidish of aloy l'truma. L'chayru, this proves the first Lashon Rav Huna correct, and it's a kasha on the second Lashon. Answers the Gemara, good question, but we're going to say that that Braisa is speaking about a specific case. Kibla minei, Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak was mekabel that Braisa, that it's only speaking about. It's a valid Braisa, but I'm going to say it's not speaking about Truma, but rather, B'cholin Shanasu Al Taras HaKodesh, V'loy b'chulin shenasu al taharis truma. We're not talking about kodesh and truma per se, but rather we're talking about people eating chulin with the stringencies of taharis kodesh or the stringencies of taharis truma. So then, on that, the Braisa says that there is a din of meis leis on chulin which are eaten with the stringencies of kodesh, but there's no meis leis on chulin that are eaten on the stringencies of truma. But on truma itself, we do say meis leis. So it comes out that for Kodesh there's meis leis, according to the second sheet of Rav Huna. By Truma there's meis leis. By Chulin Shenasu Al Taharis HaKodesh there's meis leis. By Chulin Shenasu Al Taharis Truma there's no meis leis. And certainly by regular Chulin there is also no meis leis.